And welcome again to another day from the Winter Feast for the Soul. Take a moment to just settle in your seat, arrive in your body, feeling the weight of the body resting on your chair, feeling the breath come in and go out. And as we turn our attention to body, we're always in the now, because the body's happening now. So letting go of the morning you've already had, the buses you've gotten behind, the computer stuff, breakfast, no breakfast. Letting go of future thoughts and turning attention to how things are for you right now. And continuing our theme on the generosity, the first paramita, I wanted to talk a little bit today about kind of continuing our talk from yesterday about bringing our whole humanity, or including ourselves in on our sense of the common humanity. And not only do we want to include ourselves with a sense of generosity as well as others, but we want to include everything in our own experience. And so really inviting everything onto the cushion, so to speak. So really leaning into all the things that we might not want to bring forward. So our sense of vulnerability, our tenderness, our sense of being present in the world and being generous with our presence means bringing everything along. And this requires a kind of courage to really show up as ourselves, as our whole selves, as our authentic selves, as our most human selves. And Norman Fisher calls this a sense of fearlessness. Can we be fierce enough to show up in all our vulnerabilities? And that's a kind of generosity, because when we show up as our whole selves, we allow other people to do that as well. And as I was thinking about this, I was reflecting on something I heard Brené Brown say once, the social researcher. She said, you know, our vulnerability is what helps us to connect to each other. And it's the thing that we look for in our relationship so that we know we can trust the other person. And it's the last thing that we want to show ourselves. And can we be the first one to step into that tenderness? Right? That's a kind of generosity in our relationship. So I want to invite you to consider, are you bringing yourself, your whole self, into your relationships? And on that note, I want to also let everyone know that we're going to be offering a practice called social meditation, which allows us to bring our whole selves into relationships. On Friday on Zoom, we've been doing that for 3 years, and then now we're going to offer it on Monday after the meditation live in the studio as an experiment during these 40 days. And I'll just say quickly, social meditation, it looks a lot like a Quaker meeting where there's a lot of silence and sitting, so we sit silently together until someone has something that they want to share. And the structure is such that we want to invite everyone to talk from their own experience. That's, we're not talking about others, we're talking about our own experience, and to practice deep listening by refraining from giving advice, asking questions, fixing other people, and then letting there be some silence in between the shares so that we can just hear ourselves and also hear other people and just let ourselves be with each other. So today we'll be doing that on Zoom, and Monday we'll start afterwards. And it runs about a half hour, 45 minutes. Okay. So to begin our formal practice today, I invite you to take your seat. Feel the sense of ground underneath you, sense of support, feet on the floor, seat on the seat. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Taking a moment to connect to your tender heart. All the ways in which you feel a sense of tenderness for yourself and for others. And letting that be kind of the ground of your fearlessness, the willingness to feel our own tenderness. And then rest your hands comfortably, connect to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, and the warmth and connection of our practice together.